You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. All right, we're back with my old friend. Can I say that, my old friend?
Old friend. Been around forever.
All right, my old friend, Gil Deser. He's the developer here at Armani Casa. He also developed the Porsche Design Tower, which is famous, the big building up there on the skyline. He also did the Trump deals. You're the man.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you.
So listen, Gil, let's talk a little bit about what makes Armani special. Tell me.
Well, you know, when we look at the condo market and the condos we've done, it's always about doing something extra special, a little bit better than the next time. You know, we kind of changed the world with the Porsche Design Tower. And so we had to follow up with something just as strong. I mean, Porsche is very unique with some of the features it has with the car elevator, swimming pools on the balconies. But Armani, we said, we you know, there's so much product already that exists on the market in a certain size, square footage, et cetera, that we wanted to come up with bigger units, better layouts, better ocean views, better amenities, which we have amenities here that you don't have in some of the five-star hotels. And so that's exactly what the Armani Casa is all about. And then, of course, design. You know, when you walk in the lobby, if you've been to an Armani hotel or any Armani-branded residence, there's a look and feel that goes along with the Armani kind of look to it. So that's exactly what we're going to be doing here. That's what we have in our sales office. If you come see our sales office here at 183rd and Collins, you'll see that we have a scale model, an actual model of the unit. This, we're sitting in the living room of the of an actual A unit, which we have available starting from $4 million to $6 million. And this building, you know, it's taking well to the market and selling out pretty quickly.
This is huge. Are the units going to be big?
This is the living room. Imagine the units are going to be. Yeah. So this is a 4,500 square foot apartment, and you're looking just at the living room and the master. But yeah, the apartments range between 2,000 square feet to 3,300 and up to the 4,500 range.
So how about special amenities on the balcony? You got anything special on the balcony going on?
Well, we have super deep balconies. The building has a wraparound balcony system, so the entire side of the building is all deep balconies of 10 feet, and we have outdoor barbecues outside.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I love living outside on my, hey, ladies, how are you? We're here. We're starring here with Gil. Gil's the star of the show. How are you, ladies? We're here because Gil is having a big broker party. We're talking about it. This is like a series you run, isn't it?
We do this one Thursday a month, the last Thursday of the month, where we try and do something educational for the brokers. Today, the subject is title insurance and the closing process, and so we're doing a little education to the brokers so they can, you know, learn how to close deals.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. Thank you so much, by the way, for inviting me to speak on the panel. I'm really excited about that. We'll be talking about mortgages and how we can help people close deals. Hey, Cindy, how you doing? Good seeing you.
You know, Cindy will tell you our history together. I started her in this business.
Whoa. That sounds a little interesting, Cindy. You're going to have to tell me a little bit more about it. I just know you from back when I was a couple years ago.
She was out hustling brokers, right? I taught her how to hustle brokers.
Actually, what she was doing there was, actually, I know Cindy from Gainesville. Do I know you from Gainesville? Way back in Gainesville, right? Cindy and Jimmy? I love Jimmy. How's Jimmy doing? He's doing good. Let's talk more about the Armani condo. So, Gil, going forward, you're about, what, 11 stories up. When do you expect to bring the units to closure and to bring them back to the market here?
Beginning 2019.
So that's pretty good. That means that we'll be in a completely different part of the cycle. And, it sounds very exciting.
You know, that's what the great part about this time around and this go around is, you know, of course, aside from the big deposits, et cetera, is that you have a lot of the buildings are coming online at different times. So it's not like in 2007 when everything came online at the same time. And so because of that, and then we have these buildings that are going to be, you know, coming online over time, you know, it's going to absorb well to the marketplace.
I think it's very exciting. I think it's a great project. I think it's a great location. It's obvious that it's got some incredible acceptance in the marketplace that people are filing in. If people are watching on Facebook, they can see that the place is starting to really fill up with people that make the market move here in North Dade and South Broward.
South Broward? No. We're still just North Dade.
Oh, I love you, man. That's right. So tell me a little bit about what's been going on here. You've got a project going on the other side of Collins. Are you going to make some news tonight and tell us what's been going on, what you got planned over there? You're going to keep us in more suspense like your mentor keeps us in suspense. You're going to tell me in 2 weeks you'll have a press conference about it.
Well, in more than 2 weeks we'll have a press conference because what you saw there was the zoning package that was given to the city. It's not what we intend to build. I think you're talking about that Next Miami article that came out. Yeah, those guys are, I mean, I appreciate them constantly wanting to talk about me, but they were incorrect at this point. And so they just wrote something that's really not going to happen.
Well, Gil, you got a thumbs up. In fact, you almost made the lady fall over. That was pretty good. You know how to make it happen here.
I got that kind of pull.
Yeah, you do. You better have that kind of pull. You've got some great real estate here. So tell me a little bit about the finishes that are going to be in Armani and what makes them special and the attention to detail that you and your design team gave to make sure that the units really pop.
Well, with Armani specifically, we're doing, of course, Armani design kitchens. So that's the Armani Dada. We're also doing the Armani design bathrooms with the Armani Rocca fixtures. So Armani has all these other branding partners that they currently work with, and we are going to be working with them to do the finished product in the building.
Now, will you have a game room like you have in Porsche? Because I got it on some inside information from two of my favorite girls that the best part of the Porsche is the game room. What's the game room going to look like at the Armani?
It's going to be a little bit more refined than Porsche. Porsche is an all-out game room for guys who just want to have fun. That was the concept behind that. But Armani is going to be more refined, more of a pool table, more of a wine room and cigar area. Maybe there's going to be more poker-type games going on versus car racing.
Okay, so that sounds pretty cool. Can we give a shout-out to the two ladies that were on with you the last time?
My daughters. Yes. Of course, shout-out to my daughters. Hello, ladies, if you see me on Facebook over there. Yeah, they're just at home right now. I just left them, the two beauties. They're doing very well. Thank you.
See that? I know how to get him smiling, just like any other dad would smile. That's really terrific. So, Gil, tell me a little bit about how you're seeing the next project, because Armani's coming out. It's 11 stories up. You're submitting packages to the city across the way. Anybody who knows the real estate game would know that whatever is being submitted to the city is only an envelope and a conceptual design. So tell me a little bit about what your plans are going forward. I know you got something in Highland Beach, no?
We have a lot of stuff going on. We have Highland Beach over there going on. We're working on two 25-story towers over there. We are also working on the Intracoastal Mall. We're on 2,100 apartments and about 600,000 square feet of retail. So that's going to be a very interesting project, long-term project. We have, of course, the buildings here on the beach. We've got Hyde Midtown, which is going to be finishing up by the end of this year. So we got our hands full with stuff. Yeah, we're busy.
It's very exciting. I live in the Edgewater area. I watch the Hyde go up. What is it about the Hyde? What's the market going to be for the Hyde? Because it's in the middle of all those other condos. It seems to me like the Hyde is going to become the epicenter of what goes on and what happens in Midtown.
Most likely. It's going to be a very cool hotel in there, which is, an SBE, SLS type of hotel. Very cool vibe. The restaurant we're going to put in the ground floor is going to be amazing. So that it will be the center of what's going on. But Midtown is a center in and of itself, and it's a great place to be. Everything's walkable. A really, really great neighborhood in Miami. And so I even bought the penthouse at the building there just to have a crash pad downtown.
Okay, well, don't look over at the people at the Hamilton. You're going to see me the whole time. Now, the one thing I really like about the Hyde is that the street it's on is a street that goes through. It goes straight to the design center. So really, the Hyde isn't really just in Midtown. The Hyde is really in the center of the design district, Midtown, and even Wynwood.
Look at what happened to the values of Bal Harbour versus Surfside just because of the connection to that amazing mall. So here you have an entire neighborhood, which is just kind of like under the highway from this another amazing outdoor mall, which is the design district. So I think that really the property values there are undervalued. I think it's a great, great place for people to invest, and it's going to be a great place to buy and rent and even to come hang out.
I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm extraordinarily excited. It's going to be a terrific time. Now, Gil, what can you tell me about what's going to happen in Highland Beach? Just a quick view for our people that live in Broward.
It's Hillsborough Beach.
Hillsborough Beach.
The answer is right now we don't know. We're looking to several different concepts from high rises to townhouses to assisted living. So we're waiting to kind of come up with a good plan, present it to the city and get their feedback and see what they want to see,
Well, senior living, that means I could live there over 55. That's me now, I guess. What can I tell you?
I think it's a great spot for senior living. I think the city itself has an issue with traffic. So senior living doesn't generate too much traffic because, there's buses and mass transit for those people who live there. So I think we're going to have to work out a situation that's good for the city and good for everybody else involved.
Well, that sounds like a plan that people make money with.
We're going to try and do that too.
Well, I think you've got a pretty good start. You've done success here at every project you've had has been successful. Every project that you've had has, even if the market's been a little bit slow, you've paid off your loans. You've been a great borrower, which means that the lenders are looking to help you again. Tell me a little bit about this. What's going on we talked about across the street. We talked about Hyde. What am I missing?
The Intracoastal Mall, or what were you saying? Right now, the mall is doing very well. We're keeping it as is. We have no plans on knocking it down for at least 5 to 7, 8 years. But we're working on plans that are really going to really change the entire neighborhood.
Well, you make sure you have that restaurant there on the bay, because otherwise, what would people pay on a $250,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 for those speedboats for?
Well, wait till you see what we're doing there. We're actually creating more bayfront. So it's going to be an extremely interesting final plan at the end of the day.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to see it. I want to thank you so much, Gil. One last thing. Give one more shout-out to the girls.
Hi, babes. Hello, sweethearts. See you soon.
There you go. That's my man. That's Gil Deser. You don't just get a great piece of real estate. You get a great developer, a guy who stands behind his transactions, his properties. You can always get Gil on the phone. And Gil is one of the best guys here in town in real estate. I want to thank you so much, as always, for being a friend of the show, Gil. We love you. You know, Vivian loves you. Vivian's watching. Want to say hi?
Hi, Vivian. How are you? Hope you're doing well.